From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The White House is trumpeting its decision to eliminate hundreds of government regulations. It's part of an effort President Obama started in January to get rid of unnecessary rules. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it's also part of an effort to push back against his administration's reputation for being hostile to business.
During a rural town hall meeting in Atkinson, Illinois last week, a farmer named Rod Katchdig said to President Obama, "Please don't challenge us with more rules and regulations from Washington, D.C.
We would prefer to start our day in a tractor cab or combine cab rather than filling out forms and permits to do what we like to do."
The crowd applauded, and Republican presidential candidates have been sounding the same theme. Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, and Rick Perry have all talked about regulations in New Hampshire recently.
Massive regulators that are simply out of touch.
What we need to do is pass the mother of all repeal bills, but it's the repeal bill that will get a job-killing regulation.
Get the taxes and the regulations back down where they're not stepping on you guys' throats. I don't know what you do.
Those candidates, along with the business community, have portrayed President Obama as a big government regulator-in-chief strangling economic growth. The president is fighting that characterization. In January, he asked his administration to review all the rules on the books, and in May, the agencies released draft plans to undo the rules that are outdated, redundant, or just plain dumb. Now those plans are final. Cass Sunstein, who oversees the project, spoke to reporters on a conference call.
We haven't had, really in history, this kind of sustained, presidentially driven, intense process for look back. There's never been anything of this level of ambition. So we have 801 pages for you, and they list hundreds of reforms.
The reforms cover everything from transportation to defense to medicine and the environment. In all, the White House says, the savings amount to $10 billion over 5 years, not to mention piles of paperwork. Sunstein also expects the rollback to create jobs, though he could not say how many. The business community calls this a good step, but they say the administration is creating new regulations that dwarf these rollbacks, such as the Wall Street reform and health care laws. Rosario Palmieri is the vice president of regulatory policy at the National Association of Manufacturers.
We are constantly faced with new additional, we believe, unnecessary burdens that we're attempting to deal with and convince this administration to go forward in the least burdensome way, or to not go forward at all when they have that discretion.
For example, he points to a rule regulating ozone emissions. President Obama may tighten the standard from the Bush years, even though the rule is not officially up for review until 2013. Gary Bass of the Bauman Foundation says regulations that keep Americans safe exist for a reason.
We've tried letting corporate CEOs and politicians police themselves, and we paid the price in American lives and in health.
He says oil spills, mine explosions, and food safety crises are all evidence that the public needs government regulations. And for all the politics surrounding this issue right now, there is some new evidence that businesses are not really oppressed by regulations. This week, the National Association for Business Economics released its semi-annual policy survey. The group asked 250 economists who work in corporate America how they feel about the current regulatory environment. 80% replied that the state of regulations right now is good for American business and the overall economy. Rich Wobbekind is the group's president.
It's a good regulatory environment, but most economists want to see a great regulatory environment. Regulate the things that encourage transparency, but don't regulate the things that slow job growth or just add cost to small business.
That seems like a principle everyone can agree on. Keep the good regulations, eliminate the dumb ones. Unfortunately, everyone disagrees on which regulations are which. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.